Okay. Teira od Vayetze Beit Chof Aleph, second column. Nine lines from the end of that paragraph, second column. Okay, the Altareb is explaining what did Yaakov Avinu want to do. Yaakov Avinu wanted to bring Kedusha down here like it is upstairs. That Yud Akev, he took Avnei, plural, he made a Mokim, he made it into one, pluralism into one, Chochmah Ilah into the level of Teda coming down, even into forbidden things and liars and swindlers and so on. And he says, what did he want? To bring down Kamei Merazal. Like Chazal say, Ma'ala Halamei Mubiyira. Just like what the Gemara says, that when a person learns Teda, they have to have Ema of a Yira, fear and awe, like it was the original time. And it says, thank you. Ma'ala Halamei Mubiyira. Just like by Matan Teda, there was Ema of a Yira. The same thing I've got now when a person learns Torah, it should also be the same way. And he says, okay, Sha'az Yeh Begili Betachlis. Then, just like then it left, thank you. Just like it was then, the ultimate revelation through the level of Bittul. They got to the ultimate revelation of Hashem Himself. Revealing a matan teirom, then anecha vaylekech avkan, haynu av kamesha teirom alubeshes b'mata. Meaning like this, just like b'matan teirom through the level of bittul, just like matan teirom through the level of bittul, they accomplished that the revelation of anecha Hashem alakech, the essence of Hashem. So avkan meaning even now, the teirom deals with physical objects. Should be the revelation of Chochmah from above, the same it was then. Meaning, just like by Matan Torah, Elukus came down here, the same thing when a person learns Torah now, the goal is that the Torah, Elukus, should come down here, just like it was by Matan Torah. And that's what Yaakov Avinu wanted to accomplish. Like it says, V'asim Dvarai Beficha, my words come into your mouth, in order to have such a revelation down here. Yaakov first had the laleisin lemaila, maila mechinu seviv kolam. In other words, in order for Elokus to come down, world needs to go up. Why? Because if world doesn't go up, then world is not a vessel for it. It's not a vessel for it. If world is not a vessel for it, Elokus comes down, it leaves. So Yaakov, in other words, first had to elevate Vayirimeh Oisei Matseva, which literally means he elevated it as a Matseva. So he elevated the stones to a level of Kedusha. And then Elukus was, then Vahoy Hashem Lilalakim. Kinoz Chilos M'Seifim, because the end is wedged in the beginning. And through that, become Noetz Chilos M'Seifim, the beginning becomes edged in the end. Shemadrega Yese Gavaya. Yese, the higher the level. Yechela later is Pashit Matamata Kaneda. Then it's able to come down all the way. This explains another concept. At the beginning of creation, when the Eibishter had to do Tzimtzum Arishon, because he said the world cannot handle the revelation at that time of infinite, and therefore Hashem had to remove the revelation of Elokus and re-reveal the Kav, the limitation. But that revelation will be when Mashiach comes. So the question is, how would the world be able to handle it then? So the answer is because Torah mitzvahs that we do now makes the world the vessel to be able to handle that level of Kedusha. Because at the beginning of the world, there's no Torah mitzvahs. So yeah, you can't reveal the essence of Hashem because there's no vessel for it. Because then, Gashmi is a Gashmi, Sruchni is a Sruchni, which means finite is finite, infinite is infinite. But once you make the finite infinite by elevating it to a stage of Torah mitzvahs, then you have the vessel to be able to reveal the essence of Hashem. And therefore the pasuk continues. Yaakov Avinu said, I should return peacefully to the home of my father. Simply, it sounds very weird that Yaakov Avinu says, okay, if you do this to me, A, B, C, D, you know, give me good, give me home, give me a lot of money, then God will be my God. Obviously, Yaakov Avinu is not saying that. So what does it mean? Shekol zeh yidei halov am shochas. Shemi mata lemaila, mi maila lemata. Vashavti bisholom o beis avi. How will it be able, by me doing this avodah, for elevating world to Elokus, and thereby bringing Elokus down to the world, shehu b'chine v'yosim rasheisim, which is the level he put it around his head, the level of chochma, and v'yitzei kol ha-shemen. Like you said, shemen is on top, and yet it comes down, v'hine avi kol yal yitzchak. When he says, v'shafti b'sholem el beis avi, I'll come home peacefully to my father's house. Who's his father? Yitzchak. It refers to Yitzchak. And Yitzchak, it says, ki ata avinu. Shela'osu love, yemir al Yitzchak, ki ata avinu. The Medrash says, when Mashiach comes, the main Yitzchak is going to be called Avinu. Not Avram, not Yaakov, but Yitzchak. Why is Yitzchak going to be called Avinu then when Mashiach comes? Because Yitzchak is a level tzchek v'tainuk. Yitzchak means laughter, pleasure, tainug. Like it says, Tzchek also lekim kol Hashem Yitzchak li. Now Yitzchak, the root of the word is Tzchek, which means happiness and enjoyment. But the Yud at the beginning means event, future tense. In Hebrew, Yud is future tense. So Yitzchak means they will laugh. V'loshen asit. That when Mashiach comes, then the ultimate revelation of Elokus will be revealed. Not the level of Ishtalshus Chochma, but the level of Einig, which is the higher level of Kesed. Why day? Bechinas Birurim Shalemat, Bechinas Iskafya Visavchacha Sheichel and Nehido, Aide Halozam Shachas Kanal. So, how is that timing going to happen, Losulavi? And by the way, that's exactly what Yaakov did in Lavan's house. Just like the whole Aved of Jews in Golos is to elevate the sparks of Kedusha that are all over the place. So Yaakov Avinu did that for 22 years by Lavan. He elevated all the sparks of Kedusha, and then, so that's similar to what, then he said, V'shafti b'sholem obeis avi. Then I'll reach the level of Tzchek. Because I'm doing the Aved of the world, of elevating the world to make a Dira B'tachteinim. One second, not done. Come here. Tain of Atzchayk Shalemata. Just like, where does enjoyment come down here? Esso is not enjoyment. It's boring. She'ein ala me'ez a shini v'ischachus. It's only when there's a shinui and a ischachus. Something changed. It means out of the ordinary. Like we said many times, why do people go away on vacation? If you think about it, it's a very stupid thing to do. Your home is more comfortable than the place you go to. The food is better in your home than the place you go to. So what in the world are you going to vacation for? You go there, you're tired. By the time you come back, you're tired, you need another vacation. Like, what's the purpose of it? The only reason is because it's a change of scenery. It's something new, something different. That's what the enjoyment is. If you think about it, the change that you go on vacation is not really better than your home. Your home is still more comfortable. You can have a very nice hotel room, but still, your house is better. No, the difference is because it's something new. Like the bird that the parrot, no? Because a bird, what's the uniqueness of a parrot? Everybody gets excited about a parrot. Because a bird normally doesn't talk. And this bird, as a bird talks, it's a big, big chiddush. But a person who talks, you don't get excited about. Because it's normal to talk. You don't get pleasure from normal things. So it is. What's the pleasure that Hashem has, and therefore he's going to reveal that when Mashiach comes? It's very simple. Like the Rambam writes, why does Hashem like a Baal Tshuva better than a Tzaddik? The Baal Tshuva is greater than a Tzaddik. So he explains very simple, the Rambam says. Because the Baal Tshuva is something different. First he was sinning, and now he's a changed person. A tzaddik is SOS, the same old, same old. He's always doing good.
It's a pleasant surprise.
Yes, thank you. You have a running commentary or a sitting commentary.
He's a
sidetrack. That's the enjoyment. What is Yaakov, the level of Yud Akev? This is Shtalshus Elukus Adlamata Mata. That Elukus, like you said before, comes down, even the level of heel, Shem Elam Esanifrodim Legamri Baligvul. Meaning, even in a limited, corrupt world, so to speak, you bring down Elukus. That's a big enjoyment. Like it says in the Pasuk. The other night, Yaakov went out from Be'er Shava, the place where the neshama comes from, Mashbin Aisit Tzadik, the origin of the neshama, and where does the neshama go to? To Charan. What's Charan? Charan Afshamokim, a place which is so corrupt that Hashem is angry at it. Shanim Shachman Nishtal Shavishtal Shavitzimtum and Kolkach. It comes down in such a level of Tzimtum, the Savas Yashmiyayin. To create something from nothing, Bali Gvovam and the Prudim, separated world, which are Nifrodim, Nifrodim, Shem Chinis Yesh, Venifr Bifneatme, which is Nikra Choron. What's Choron? There's a pasuk that says, Nicha Greini, like my throat was parched. Means it's a level of not good. Hainu, Shachayis, Alukos Hanim, Shechum Islabish Behem, that the Chayis, of Elokus that comes down into the world, which is the level of Godin. It's called throat, and I'll explain in a second. Shukol Kedrei Mechus Most Behem Legamri becomes so concealed with them. Achim Alma De Preid VeChesuch Legamri is Mamish Dark. When a person speaks, the sound goes through the throat. Yeah, the sound goes through the throat. Now, what does that mean? Because like we learned, from Seichel into Midas. Now Hashem created the world 7 days with the seven Midas. Seven emotional attributes. That's the level of the heart. Now, Bereshis, the ten utterances, begins from Bereshis, which is B'chochmasa, as Targum says, B'chochma. Now, in order for Seichel to come into Midas, meaning, normally when a person meditates on something, it automatically stimulates feelings. That's the way Hashem said, made it up. The Seichel is called the parents, Chochma and Bina is called Ava'im, and the Midas are called the children. So what happens though when you have the intellect, but it doesn't come into the Midas? It just doesn't go. So Chassidus explains, because there's a blockage along the way. What's the blockage? The Gorein, the throat. In fact, it's really called Meitzar HaGorin, the narrowness of the neck. Meitzar HaGorin means the narrowness of the neck, which, by the way, the word Mitzrayim. Yes. And like we learned many times, how do you say the back of the neck? Oref, Amche Oref. Ha'oref is the same letters as Pare. So Meitzar HaGorin represents Mitzrayim, the narrowness of this Mitzrayim, Meitzar. The back of the neck represents Pare. That sometimes, and this is what Alter Rebbe is saying here, sometimes in the intellect, into the midas, from Hashem, the 10 utterances, into the 7 midas to create the world, it goes through an area, especially when it's parched, and it's not working properly. That means even then the voice is concealed. It ends up like a hoarse voice, because you can't, there's a blockage along the way. And that Elokus comes all the way down, like it says, like the Pasuk says, Nalamti Dumiya. Nalamti Dumiya is a double expression, means I was silenced. I became an Elaim, which is a mute, and Dumiya means silent. But why Taka does Elokus come into such a low place? Why? Why did Hashem want that Elokus, the highest level Elokus, should come into a low place? To transform, to break evil, and transform evil from darkness to light. To transform all the bad characteristic traits of Ava v'dishpeh shel havlele, burning excitement about worldly things, or anger, or similar gaiva, and all the others. Ahav chamliya l'shiyer rak l'avaya levadik, to transform them to be only to Hashem, and to have bitul l'rotzen l'Hashem levad, and to have bitul not in a level yeshvinif, and that's the enjoyment alokus. That's the nis'ava kodesh baruch hu. Hashem had a taiva, a desire, a tainug. What was the desire? That dira b'tachtoinim, that in tachtoinim is transformed for a dwelling place for Hashem. That's the whole purpose of a lukus coming down into the world in the way that it does. And this level is called tshuva, which is b'chele yatir, which is a much greater level of fear, meaning the bad midas, which are like burning fire for worldly things, and that's what it says. B'makom shebali tshuva aimdim, tzaddikim gemurim ein yochelim lamid. Bali tshuva greater than the level of a tzaddik. Why? Because transformation of evil to good is something new, something outstanding, and therefore, that's the enjoyment that Hashem has. That's the nis'ava kodesh baruch hu.
It's the teshuva that opens the door and brings us off to be good, right?
The teshuva. I mean, the Rebbe says in the Maimer that it's very chassidus and mikveh and things like that. Yeah, but you got to work on it. By days and nasa tiny god lemaila, and that's the great pleasure. Transforming dark to light, which is a much greater level. And that's what he says, that's what it says. That's why one turning of tshuva maisim tevim in this world is better than the whole olam haba. Why? Because olam haba is a level of tzaddikim. Tzaddikim. They're sitting on Eden enjoying godliness. Even if the person went to Gehenna, but they get cleansed, and now they're a level of a tzaddik, enjoying it. In Gan Eden, like it said, b'meisim chofshi, dead people can't do mitzvahs, which means that you can't do tshuva once you're dead. Tshuva doesn't help once you're dead. You can only do Torah mitzvahs in this world. You can only do tshuva before you die. Once you die, you can't do tshuva anymore, because there's no breaking evil. There's no evil there to break. It's like the marshal of the bird that talks. Then that's the pleasure, because it's something new. And that's what he said. And this is what it said. Thy then, from Choron, it becomes Rina. Choron is Ches Resh Nun. Rina is Resh Nun Hey. So it's a Ches and a Hey difference. Right? Choron, anger, is Choron with a Ches. And Rina, excitement, is with a Hey. Now, what's the difference between Ches and Hey? So he says, we know already. Kenei Dalin Chometzu Matzo. Okay, now, matzah is called mem tzadik hei. Now, matzah represents kedusha. Chometz is ches mem tzadik. So it's the same mem tzadik. Chometz has a ches, and matzah has a hei. Matzah is kedusha, bittul, humility, doesn't rise. Chometz is haughtiness. Okay, so what's the difference between kedusha and evil? A ches and a hey. Okay, now, choron is reish nun with a ches. Rina is reish nun with a hey. So when you transfer chometz into matzah, meaning evil, into good, so you're transferring choron, anger, into the level of rina, into the level of enjoyment. Like it says, in fact, in the Basi Laganis, the Rebbe explains why is hate a holy letter, and ches is an evil letter. Evil letter. I mean, relatively speaking, ches is choron, chametz, all that. Because the hay represents thought, speech, and action. Yeah? Thought, speech, action. Now, in Kedusha, there has to be a separation between thought, speech, and action. Like it says, V'rasiv yitzartiv af asisiv. There's a break between the world of Yetzirah and the world of Asiyah. Between talking and thinking and talking to doing, there has to be a little break, which is the letter Hey. There's a little break on the third leg between the third leg and the top. Ches is machshava dibur maisa, that there's no break, there's no separation, so it basically comes into an evil level. And therefore he says, making. What? That's the difference. He says, Garcha is Koned, that's the level of Reish is a bad letter. Hashem Acher, Chas Hashem versus Hashem Echod. You know, the whole Bat Silgani, you know, a part, well, good part of it. Question Kazim Chod and Asadin, like it says, Be'ibid Rishoyim Rina. The Pasuk says, when the Rishoyim are destroyed, Hashem has enjoyment. What do you mean, Rishoyim are destroyed? We're not talking about killing the Rishoyim. There's the famous story in the Gemara in Brachas that Rameir had neighbors, the famous Rameir of the Mishnah, had neighbors that were bothering him. So he wanted to daven that they should die. Whoa. So Mrs. Rameir Bruria, the famous brilliant Bruria, said to her husband, in Tilim, David HaMelech says, Yitamu chato'im min ha'aretz, may sins perish from the earth. It doesn't say Yitamu chaitim. David HaMelech didn't say, may sinners perish. He said, may sins perish. She said to him, why didn't you daven, that not that they should die, that they should change their ways, to become good. And the Gemara says, he listened to his wife, he davened, and the attacker did change their ways. So when it says, Ibud Rishoyim Rino, it doesn't mean Rishoyim, they should die. When the concept of Harosh, evil, is destroyed, so that's the enjoyment of Hashem. That's the whole avod of a Jew. Take Gashmistik of things, which is Klipas Noiga, even Klipas Noiga is Ra, and to elevate the Kedusha, and that makes Rino. That's the enjoyment that Hashem has. And he says, this level of Tainuk, Yizkal al-Osa Dafka will be revealed Dafka when Mashiach comes, because then it'll be Ruach HaTumah Avid. When Mashiach comes, it says Hashem is going to remove evil from the world, so then evil won't exist. There won't be any more darkness or the avaid of refining the world. The way it is now, aliyas v'yiridus, ups and downs, you know, elokus down, brought up, and what all that. Elokumeshu kots, b'chodesh v'kotze tish, basically, say him, explaining something else. In other words, he says like this. And by the way, in Chizis it says that Mashiach comes. In Yiddish it's called Mitzchbenken noch de Golestag. When Mashiach comes, there won't be any more Aveda. Everything, the evil doesn't exist anymore. Now we're constantly fighting evil, working with evil, elevating evil and all that. Mashiach comes, it's going to be boring life. So it says, we're going to miss the good old Golest days. Because then, we're able to accomplish what we can't accomplish anymore when Mashiach comes. Mashiach comes, it's like Yenevelt, the next world, that there's no evil, so there's no, that you can't elevate anything. So it says, that's the ultimate goal though, because the only thing is, Gan Eden is only a ray of the Shekhinah. Chias HaMesim is going to be the essence of the Shekhinah. So the whole work that we're doing now is to bring that, but how? By elevating evil, that level of evil we can elevate, right? Klipas Nega. And breaking evil that we can't elevate, meaning total evil, against Kafia, when you break evil and transform evil, so then the ultimate purpose of creation is fulfilled. And that's the concept, the Mashiach, when the Nigel created Hashem. What? Jews only. Exclusive country club.
What?
Exclusive country club for Jews only. And he said, then when Mashiach comes, what does it say? V'nigla kved Hashem, v'ro kobasa yachtav, kipi Hashem. Everybody's going to see Elokus. Chinas yichud a bittul betachas is going to be the ultimate level of bittul. K'mei shul l'mayla bel mesayenim, like it is in the higher world. But in, by the way, in Chassidus, the Alter Rebbe said in Tanya also, and all over Chassidus, that it's not going to only be like it was up there. Because if it's going to be the way it was up there, why didn't Hashem just keep up there? Why does Hashem have to create this physical world? If the Aveda now is going to make the world like it is up there in Atzilus, so why didn't Hashem just keep Atzilus? So obviously, when the Alter Rebbe says here, it's going to be as great as it is up there, he means even greater than up there. Because otherwise, what's the purpose of breaking it down to put up the same building? Now the world is Yesh Miyayin. Mashenk and lost it, love it. What is the Aved of the Jew? To make Yesh back into Ayin. Hashem made something from nothing. Our Aved is to make the something back into nothing. Now again, when it says Yesh Miyayin, that Hashem created the world something from nothing, it doesn't mean nothing. Hashem is not nothing. Ayin means it's the level of Bittul. So Hashem made, from the level of Bittul, he made the level of Pirud, of separation. Our Aved is to take the separation and make it back into Kedusha. Vazayiz gala eina ge'elyin. Then we'll reveal the pleasure of above, which is Ein Sof. B'chinas yem azayin. That's the level of Shabbos. Yem shekul Shabbos in Menucha, which is gili eina ge'elyin. Like it says, v'korosa la Shabbos einig, and that's what it says, which is the chazor of Asher Bel Yaakov, from the level of Choron to Yitzchok, which is Tzchok and Rino, which is the level of Beis Avi, which is Yitzchok. And the level of Skafi Risachman. That's what Yaakov Avinu did in Choron. Class is sponsored by Avram Aradian in memory of his father. Tomorrow morning, Chassidus is 8:15.